Going to extremes. Sport, but not as most of us know it. What sports do you like? Tennis, football, basketball? What about extreme sports? There are three official classifications: air, land and water, and over 40 sports in the category, including caving, surfing, gliding, climbing, canoeing and scuba diving. But some extreme sports are a little more extreme than others. Take the example of cliff diving. Have you ever been on a diving board? It's pretty scary. Some of the highest diving boards in swimming pools are about 10 metres. But how about diving 52 metres off a rocky cliff? Not to mention performing a reverse triple while you're at it. That's what Dana Kunz did. He's the current record holder for cliff diving. Oliver Favre actually beat Kunz's record by diving from a greater distance, 53 metres. But many don't accept his attempt because Favre was hurt during the dive. Sustaining injuries is against the rules. He broke his back, but fortunately made a full recovery. Next on our list is base jumping. This involves leaping from fixed objects and then releasing a parachute, with very little time for it to open, which is what makes it so dangerous. The word base is an acronym for buildings, antennae, electrical pylons, spans, bridges, and earth, cliffs. And not until you have jumped from all four at least once are you registered as a real base jumper. Fatalities are not uncommon, but that doesn't seem to stop many base jumpers. As of October 2010, 1,400 people had been officially recognised. But four jumps just isn't enough for some. In 2006, Captain Daniel Schilling set the world record for base jumps by performing 201 jumps in a 24-hour period. Now, how about a bit of skywalking? This involves walking on a tightrope at great height with no safety devices. Perhaps the most famous practitioner is Philippe Petit. His greatest achievement was in 1974, when he walked on a wire between the Twin Towers in New York, 400 metres above the ground. Petit stayed on the rope for 45 minutes, making the journey not once, but eight times, performing a few dance routines on the way. He was arrested after the event, but years later gained worldwide recognition when the documentary about his feat, Man on Wire, won an Oscar for Best Documentary Feature in 2009. To many, his achievement remains the ultimate example of extreme sport. However, no article about extreme sports would be complete without a mention of extreme ironing. This involves ironing clothes in remote or dangerous locations. Some of the most impressive performances have taken place on sheer mountain faces, in canoes, and even underwater. In fact, many argue that extreme ironing is the ultimate extreme sport. After all, and as it says on the official website, it's the only sport that combines the thrills of an extreme outdoor activity with the satisfaction of a well-pressed shirt. What more could you ask for in life?